MTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. A former Dona Ana County judge and his wife, who are now in federal custody and are accused of assisting a suspected gang member, Christian Ortega Lopez, living in their home and hiding evidence. Joel Cano, now disbarred, and his wife Nancy were arrested by Department of Homeland Security agents on Thursday at their home in Las Cruces. Nancy Cano maintained communication with Ortega Lopez and attempted to help him delete his Facebook account, which contained evidence relevant to his criminal case. Federal documents state one of the cell phones used by Ortega Lopez was still in the Cano home and may have contained further incriminating evidence. Police reported that Joel Cano admitted to destroying the device and disposing of the pieces. As a result, Cano is now facing charges of tampering with evidence, while his wife is charged with conspiracy to tamper with evidence. The ultra-violent Tren de Aragua gang has been designated as a foreign terrorist organization by the U.S. government. And lacking an audit or approved budget for the last two fiscal years, nor a current 24-25 budget, Capitan trustees canceled the hiring of several new employees requested by the mayor. At their last meeting, trustees voted to amend the meeting agenda by deleting several items related to employment and increasing wages for all staff. A budget workshop is scheduled for May 6th, which is later than the state recommends budget workshops be held, to draft a new budget by May 30th. And according to new data released by the New Mexico Public Education Department, Cloudcroft High School's graduation rate for the 2024 cohort has climbed to 97%, placing it among the top 10 high schools in the state of New Mexico and the only public school in the top 10, as the others are either charter or magnet schools. The class of 2025 will graduate on May 17th, and the last day of classes for the school year is May 22nd. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.